Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, May 25, 2022 is Clonmacnoise Crozier. The Clonmacnoise Crozier is a late 11th century insular crozier that would have been used as a ceremonial staff for bishops and high-status abbots. Its origins and medieval provenance are unknown until it was discovered before 1821 in the monastery of Clonmacnoise in County Offaly, Ireland. The crozier has two main parts, a long shaft and a curved crook. Its style reflects elements of Viking art, especially the snake-like animals and figure of eight patterns running on the sides of the body of the crook, and the ribbon of dog-like animals in openwork, ornamentation with openings or holes, that form the crest at its top. Apart from a shortening to the staff length and the loss of some inserted gems, it is largely intact and is one of the best-preserved surviving pieces of insular metalwork. The crozier may have been associated with Saint Ciaran of Clonmacnoise, died circa 549, and was perhaps commissioned by Tigern ac Uabhrain, died 1088, abbot of Clonmacnoise, but little is known of its origin or rediscovery. It was built in two phases, the original 11th-century structure being added to sometime around the early 15th century. The staff is made from a wooden core wrapped in copper alloy, bronze, tubes, fixed in place by binding strips, and three barrel-shaped knops, protruding decorative metal fittings. The hook was concurrently but separately constructed before it was placed on top of the staff. The crozier's decorative attachments include the crest and terminal, or drop, on the crook, and the knops and ferrule on the staff. These components are made from silver, niello, glass and enamel. The hook is further embellished with round blue glass studs and white and red milfiori, glassware, insets. The antiquarian and collector Henry Charles Sir, Lord Mayor of Dublin, held the crozier until his collection was acquired by the Royal Irish Academy on his death in 1841. It was transferred to the archaeology branch of the National Museum of Ireland on Kildare Street on the branch's foundation in 1890. The archaeologist and art historian Griffin Murray has described the crozier as one of the finest examples of early medieval metalwork from Ireland. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:02 UTC on Wednesday, May 25, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Clonmacnoise Crozier. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.